got a fucking stiff neck. I got something else that's stiff. I didn't even get to finish. Fuck you. I had a joke.
Well, then finish it, dumbass. Don't take 6 years to tell it.
Well, I expected you to go, what do you got a stiff neck for?
Well, what do you have a stiff neck for?
I don't know. I took a Viagra and didn't swallow it quick enough, I suppose.
And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Oh, welcome back to Wrench Jockey Radio, a.k.a. Two Dudes Fucking a Monkey at this point.
Full disclosure, I don't even know what we're talking about today.
Oh, you don't?
No!
Oh,
well, you never told me what we're doing today, so here I am, free-balling it.
I decided, like, this afternoon.
Great.
We don't pre-plan, like, hardly any of these.
Well, no, but at least normally I have some kind of an idea what I'm going into here.
Oh, well, today... Well, I guess I didn't decide this part this afternoon. I decided when you showed up. Today, we're going to sit here and both drink a fucking sixer.
Oh, okay.
On a Tuesday, because fuck it. Is it bad? Okay, quick question. We're just bullshitting today. We're going to go over, like, Thanksgiving stuff and weekend adventures and whatever and yada, yada, yada.
Let's just bring these guys out here.
Okay, that makes sense. Is it somebody's going to answer this, and I already know that somebody's going to answer this. You think it's bad that, like, to you and I, a six pack of
a casual Tuesday?
Yeah. Like, it's like nothing, you know, a snack pack of beer on a fucking Tuesday.
A sixer's a snack pack no matter how you cut it.
Yeah, it's a fucking snack pack.
Yeah. It's just a dirty old sixer. Oh, that nail's gonna suck.
Oh, yeah? Is it falling off?
Oh, it's like tore way the fuck back here.
Ooh. Yeah, get your fucking flush cuts in there and kind of jimmy it. And
I tried doing the side cut thing. I don't like it. I don't like the way it makes my nails feel.
Really?
Oh yeah, really.
I'm like, screw that. I'd rather cut it. I'd rather cut the sucker off than have it snag on shit.
Oh no, I'll go home and cut it with the nail clippers.
Oh okay. Oh, that's a good beer. Anyways. I don't even think I really talked to you much about how your Thanksgiving went. How'd your Thanksgiving go?
Yeah, we kind of just disappeared.
Yeah, we kind of did. Well, I don't know. You want to start, I guess, from fucking Wednesday and move on from there? How this whole... We had a big old, like, fucking four-day weekend over here. Well, I didn't really have a four-day weekend.
Because I work for the government.
Yeah, you do. I guess I don't know. I'll explain in a moment... Sorry, there's a truck driver texting me. I'll explain in a moment why it was like a four-day weekend, but it wasn't. Did you work Wednesday? Yeah, you worked Wednesday.
Yeah, we left at like... I don't know, it was noon, 1 o'clock.
Noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I just had really an early Wednesday.
Okay. I worked all the way until 5.
Uh-huh.
And
then you went to the old, you know... The old couple towns over there.
The old couple towns over there, yeah. Fucking girlfriend was part of the town lighting a couple towns over. And so we went over there and did that. Quit bumping the fucking
I told you that this guy and I have a checkered past.
I know you have a checkered past. Anyways, fucking did that. After that was done, and that was all finished up and whatever, and the kids got to come see Santa.
Great. What'd you ask him for?
I didn't ask him for... I didn't see Santa.
Well, that's bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
Who doesn't go see Santa?
I don't go see Santa.
Bullshit.
I don't. I never went and saw Santa when I was a kid.
I think I went to the Concord Mall and seen him.
That checks out. The problem in my household growing up... was that Santa did not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad was not about to be discredited for buying all the presents under the fucking tree.
That checks out.
Jimmy!
Old Jimmy.
But we went and hung out with our girlfriends for a little while after that. and one of her girlfriend's dads. And stop texting me.
You know, there's a little thing on the side of your phone that if you flip it,
I'll fix it. I didn't think he'd continue texting me. So I was just gonna
It's a fucking truck driver.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
What did you do? Because, like, we left there, but that's the point that we meet up Wednesday. Me leaving that bar.
God, what did I do?
I got a phone call from Jesse.
Yep.
And he was asking me what we were doing, and I said, well, I'm still over here, a couple towns over, so...
I went to Wings with somebody.
Did you?
No, we went to the... To the old bar downtown here.
Yeah.
Was me...
Derek?
Me, was Nate... Derek? No, Derek. Derek's out of town. Yeah. Was me, Nate, Bobby, Ron. I think that was it.
Wayne. Me, Nate, Bobby, Ron. Jesse was there. Max was there.
Max
was there. And then, yeah, you guys went down there to the dirty old downtown bar. And then when we left the bar a couple towns over, we ran over here and hung out with you guys for a little while. And then we came back here to the shop and hung out here for a while. And then, unbeknownst to me, information was passed on to me leaving here that Taco Bell was still open.
Well.
So.
Man, I haven't had drunk Taco Bell in a while.
Well, it was, yeah. Top tier. So me and my girlfriend went and got Taco Bell, and then went home and passed the fuck out.
Allegedly.
What did you do for Thanksgiving? Like, on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday?
I got up. Went over to my parents for a little while.
Okay.
Just hung out with them.
Okay. I was about to ask, did you eat with them, or?
No, just hung out. And then, went over to my in-laws, and we had food, and I was there most of the day, yada yada.
Sure.
Just a pretty normal...
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know why Wednesday's so fuzzy. I got woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You did?
Yeah, that was the day I got called into work at 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, why don't I remember a lot of Wednesday? But I was dog-ass tired.
What was broke?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I think the temp sensor's going bad on that rig. Coolant temp sensor.
Oh.
And spontaneously, like, pegged the gauge out and freaked out.
Oh, that's
odd. And then when they got back in the truck from checking to make sure it wasn't puking coolant or anything, it was fine.
What the sender, fuck?
Sender's got to be bad.
Yeah. Either the sender or the gauge is acting funny. Well, it's got to be the... Surely it's
almost
the sender.
Surely it's the sender.
Almost surely it's the sender. Unless it's... Unless the ground... am I thinking correctly here? If the ground side of the sensor is getting loose or something like that... And it's not... It's backing up voltage inside of the gauge and...
But at any point, I was like, man, why is Friday so fuzzy? But yeah.
Well, Wednesday...
Wednesday, yeah.
Felt like Friday at the moment.
Yeah, that was a fucked up day. So I got called into work at 3 o'clock in the morning, got there by 4:15.
Okay.
Collected, nothing was wrong. The fire was already out because they're on this big fire. It wasn't a big fire.
Okay.
And then went back to my office and took a nap until like 7.
Because fuck them.
Well, I don't have to start work till 7 anyway.
Right.
I'd already been in the shower. I was already there. I'm not going back home.
No, screw it. I'd stay there,
too. It's a half hour each way.
I'd stay there, too. For the amount of time you're going to sleep.
Because not only would I have had a half hour drive back home, so I would have lost an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Just going to and from home.
Yep.
And I would have woke my wife up again.
Yeah, you would have woke your wife up again.
I didn't want to do all that.
Losing an hour of sleep. You're already awake from, you know, when I drive, I become more awake unless I do it for a long period of time.
Yes.
So... Like, that's why, like, when I get home...
Yeah, I would have had to get home and settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you fall asleep. And then you wake back up again, just drive 30 minutes back.
Yeah, it...
Not worth it.
It made way more sense to stay at work.
I don't blame you. I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, I went to the in-laws, just hung out.
Mm.
Did that deal.
I'm trying to think exactly what I did. I know what I did during the day. I fucking We had my girlfriend's Thanksgiving on Thursday, so we did that.
Yeah.
She hosted that. That was fun and exciting. Cleaned up that whole mess and whatever. We did it for, like, it was a lunch Thanksgiving, not a dinner, if you would.
Yeah.
And I think after that, we were still tired from Wednesday before.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We, if I remember right, just, like, went and took a nap for a while and then woke back up, ate dinner, and I think we hung out and watched a movie and then went the fuck back to bed.
Nothing wrong with it, dude.
Which, I needed sleep anyways, because the next day I woke up and she worked, and I did not have to work,
mm-hmm.
but I was asked to.
Sure.
So I came in. There was a truck driver that needed a bell housing gasket done on his Freightliner Classic.
Yep.
So I came in and did the bell housing gasket, ripped the transmission off, did all that shit, put it back on. He had some wheel bearings on his trailer that needed fixed, so I fixed that, did all that. That took pretty well most of the day. A lot of the day was spent fighting the fucking gasket and bullshitting parts and stuff like that. What did I do after? Oh, after that, Yogi Cripe was in town.
Yep.
Because he was just fucking bored. So, Yogi showed up, and then you showed up sometime after that.
Yeah, because I went hunting Friday night.
Yeah, you
went
after
got done hunting, I came down.
Yeah, you came down, because we needed to clean out your truck, or clean out your bed real quick.
Get the truck cleaned out, make sure all the fluids are good and shit to go Saturday morning.
Yep, so we checked the truck out real quick and figured that out. Then we went and ate dinner.
Yep.
And hung out for a little bit, and then parted our separate ways for the time being. And then we woke up Saturday.
We did.
Would you like to tell them about Saturday?
It's a miracle I'm still talking to you after Saturday.
Why?
I was ready to give up, man.
Give up on what?
Living.
Oh my God. Why?
I was so excited for those tires.
I know.
So we had our buddy Casey. I found a set of Nitto 420S, which for those of you who know Nitto 420s.
Yeah.
They don't make the 420S anymore.
Nope.
But I love those tires.
I do too. They're great looking tires.
I needed a smaller tire for the Mega Cab because it doesn't turn for shit since it's lowered now. It was like the perfect, they're the perfect size I wanted.
And a tire
four good
get.
Tread Nitto 420s. This guy had like a couple three pictures of them, and he wanted $100 for all four. Perfect.
Looking back, we should have seen the writing on the wall.
We should have. I thought maybe this guy just wants to get rid of these tires.
That's also what I thought. And I also especially thought for as fast as he responded to it, like he didn't know.
He just
much
wanted
about
to get
it.
Rid of them, yeah.
Which I'm sure he did just want to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, continue.
So we're like, they were in Springfield, Ohio, like 4.5 hours away. We're like, well, we're not driving that far. Who's down there then go get them? Our buddy Casey says, oh, I'll go grab these things. I'll go get them Saturday. And it was like Thursday
mm-hmm.
when you were messaging this guy. I'm like, all right, cool. If he still has them, go get them. So he goes and gets these tires on a Saturday. And this was, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Something like that. Maybe it was two.
And, so we finally get around to going down to Lima, pick these tires up from Casey.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. Logan's stoked. Gets to see, you know, UNOH again.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's having a good time. It's me, Logan, Logan's girlfriend, and Ron.
Ron MF Maple tagged along for no good reason.
So, we get down there, we get to Casey's place. Get out of the truck. These tires are dry rotted to hell. Ain't no way we can use them.
So disappointing. So disappointing.
And I could not buy them because I already had a guy go get them for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Casey, it wasn't like we were showing up, buying them, and being like, yeah, no, I'm going home. Casey went down, bought the things. For me. And then we were paying Casey for the fuckers. So we got to reimburse Casey. We can't stick him with these tires.
No.
That's just shitty, especially in a 20. Casey doesn't run a 20. It's Casey.
No, it's Casey.
He doesn't own anything bigger than, like, a 16-inch rim.
So, yeah. Now I'm stuck with four dry-rotted Nitto 420Ss and 305/50/20.
At least you got to see the fucking... the ghetto of Lima.
Dude.
What?
That place is rough.
Yeah, I lived there.
Like, I work at Elkhart. Mm-hmm. And that makes Elkhart look not that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard over there. It's hard. It's fucking... Yeah. I don't...
Like, that was like South Bend rough.
Yeah, the memories I have of this place and the things that happened and all that shit, I don't like thinking about it. It was... dark times, my friends. Dark fucking times.
So anyway, loaded these tires up, went and drove around UNOH campus. You know, Logan got to see everything again, pointed out to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, went did a little memory lane, if you will.
Yeah, that's kind of what that was.
And then we went down to Rapid Fired Pizza and met Miss 97, Brianna.
Yeah,
Brianna. We met her down there. Hung out for a little while, a couple hours, and then we boogied on home.
Took an ass fuck way home too because of that fucking road closure. That sucked.
I was so mad. I don't know why I listened to that thing and got on 33 because I knew it was gonna fuck me and it did. Yeah. We had to go back out of our way to come back home.
Yeah, we should have just taken 30 and shot up.
Yeah, I should have listened.
It's okay. It's whatever.
It's the experience. It's all core memories.
This is dad lore.
Dad lore.
Dad lore, my friends. You have to do. You are required to do so much stupid shit before you have children, so that way you have little droplings of information you can drop on them between the ages of, like, I don't know, when do you start remembering things, like, about your dad?
I feel like true dad lore is good from, like, 10 and up.
Yeah, I was gonna say 11, 12, so close.
Or especially, like... sometimes still, Duffy, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, man. It's like what? The time he pinned a dude against a house with a fucking car.
I still remember when my dad told me about the times he used to do coke. And
at least he's better off than Duffy.
I know, but the only thing that played inside of my head when I heard that was the Long Line of Losers song by Montgomery Gentry. I come from a long line of losers. Half outlaws and half boozers.
Dude, if... Oh, man.
What?
If these people could hear half of what my dad's been through...
Yeah, I know. What?
The fuck was that about?
What?
Lights just got real dim in here. I feel like I'm at home now.
Did they?
Yeah, they got, like, dim as shit.
I didn't notice. I don't notice anything different.
Well, no, they went right back.
Oh, okay.
At any rate, if you guys could hear half of what Duffy went through.
Duffy?
That man's lived 10 lives.
Yeah. And, like, how old's your dad? He's 50? Oh, now they just did it. What the hell?
Is it windy?
It might be windy outside. Either that or Leroy is out.
That's cool.
That's good. Is that all right?
It is what it is. He ain't hurt nobody yet.
No, leave it right. You get worried when things move. You know?
Get worried when the hair on the back of my neck stands up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it standing up?
Yeah.
when the hammer falls off of the table, that's when you
that's
go home.
That's when it's time to go home.
Yeah, that's when it's time to go home. Or a box that had something in it. That has a, you know, that's a square bottom box, falls off the toolbox. It's time to go home.
All right.
Dude, I keep getting the
chills. You keep getting chills.
I really do.
I'm just so used to this at this point that it doesn't even faze me. Like,
this is my first experience.
This is your.
If this is Leroy,
this is your first
this
experience.
This is my first time.
Really?
Yeah. Which is odd. For as much time as I've spent here.
Well, I heard a
I also heard it, too.
Okay, okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So anyway, we were in Lima.
Don't focus on the ghost that's walking around right now.
We were... Oh, dude, I keep getting the fuck
out. You can chill.
I do, like, I genuinely, like, this... I'm not even trying to be dramatic right now. I genuinely keep getting the chills back to back, and it's kind of weird.
What did we do when we got back from Lima?
Stood in the shop and drank beer.
Stood in the shop and drank beer. Yep.
And then I think we went to the local bar... Again?
You know what we are?
Hmm.
Predictable.
Oh!
Oh!
So predictable.
I could never... I can never... Well, I don't know.
Because if anyone's trying to get a hold of either one of us right now and they can't get a hold of us, I guarantee they know we're doing this.
Oh, yeah.
We're just predictable.
Yeah. There's very few things I can do that surprise people.
Yeah.
I don't... especially at this point... Because, like, even if I, like, say something that I think is off the wall that I'm doing, it's just a, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Damn it! Fuck! I'm predictable. Are you looking around?
No, I'm just hanging out, man. Seeing what I see.
Ah, shit. What did you do Sunday?
Got up, went to church.
Mm.
What did I do Sunday?
You don't.
I didn't do much of nothing Sunday.
No?
No, my wife and I got up one church, went some grocery shopping.
Okay.
Came home and then, like, sat around and watched the Hunger Games all afternoon.
Okay. It's about, well, not quite what I did. We went to Thanksgiving with my mom on Sunday and hung out there for a while with my family. And then my girlfriend and I, we went over to my mom's house
mm-hmm.
and hung out there for a while.
Did they not have it there?
No, we had it at my grandparents around the corner.
Oh, sure.
So we had it there. And then we've been talking about moving it over to the other house now. Just because as the family keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, we're cramming ourselves in.
But nothing will ever replace doing it at Grandma and Grandpa's
house. No, it won't. It won't. And there's still a lot of good memories of doing it there. But, like, as of now, like, how many fucking people is there? Like, I think we fit upwards of 35 to 40 people inside of mm-hmm. that house. And it's fucking
I only really tight. Remember Thanksgiving at my grandparents one time.
Really?
We have my grandma died in 05, and she was probably sick a year before that.
Okay, yeah, well, that checks out then. You probably only really do remember it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandparents didn't die until 14 and 19.
Damn. Well, now Dwight hung on another 10 years.
Well, yeah.
Bullheaded son of a bitch.
That was my grandmother. My grandmother, fucking two heart attacks and a stroke, still outlived my grandfather. Don't know how.
Dwight's side of the family just
don't die?
They just don't die. Even back, like, the ones that were born in, like, the 1800s, and they had no business living into the 1900s and being in their 80s and 90s. They did.
Just carried on.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Like, the ones, like, you know when you were born then and you were, like, 60 was good?
Yeah.
No, yeah, they were, like, 80s, 90. Yeah, they had no business.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nobody... that side of the family just trucks.
Nobody. Just trucks.
Dude, just trucks.
Nobody lived that long back then.
Not really. I mean, they had to have, but.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't
to get
common.
A median age, you have to have people above and below it, so there's got to be people that do both, but
yeah.
The common denominator is
60.
Yeah, or ish, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Not 80 or 90, I can tell you that.
No, fuck no. I need to get drunk and I'm drinking this beer, damn it.
Huh?
You're on your third and I'm halfway through my second.
Well, you know, I'll wait now.
You're going to wait now.
Yeah, I'll give you a old catch up.
I'm going to go hang on there for just a second.
Yeah, just a second there, yeah.
Oh, I fucking suppose. Tell your folks I says hi now.
Okay, you know, watch for deer. Remember, if you don't like your aunt's casserole, put the plate in the trash upside down.
Yeah.
Midwest nice. If you don't finish your plate, you put that bitch in upside down so nobody sees what you didn't eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't want someone to be offended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Can you imagine looking down in the fucking trash can and seeing your fucking...
Your pride and joy.
Your pride and joy dish you brought to Thanksgiving dinner, and somebody, some cocksucker, took a heap of it, took a bite out of it, didn't like it, and put it in there? I'm curious now.
Okay.
So to us, that's just being Midwest nice, is just putting it upside down in the trash can. It's not
well. Now here, let me. If I'm at someone's house, I don't like them, and I know that they made it, I'll put that shit right side up.
Oh my god, you're just a dick then.
I am.
If, like, so do people do the upside down plate still in like the South or out East or way out West, like West Coast or
I don't know.
Up in New England? Respond to
surely
this.
Not New England. Everyone that there's a prick.
I still will never go back to exactly New England. Never fucking again. Not doing it.
What? We're gonna do it in like 4 months.
Not really, because it's still New York.
Tidbit, if you're listening.
Tidbit. Diesel's in New York. Where I'm still waiting on a total confirmation of the date that we have and everything right now.
Regardless of the date or the location, the odds are in the favor. We will be at the season opener for Diesel's of New York.
Yes. I would like to be at, if I can, because the way that Diesel's of New York does their shows and stuff like that, they start really early and they end really late.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to come out to the season opener and then do our normal sort of deal.
And then go to the closer?
And then go to the season closer.
Oh, that'd be a trip.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. You start there
kinda,
and then there.
I'm actually kind of stoked to go out that way.
Yeah. You've never been that far east.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said you hadn't been up there.
I've been to Philly. I've been to Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay.
I've been to
New
York.
Okay. So you're just going
to... I've just never been that far into New York.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because last year I was all the way up in fucking Mass.
I also kind of want to go there.
Really?
All those
go see
Plymouth East Rock. Coast states and it, like the original like colonies and stuff, it does intrigue me.
Dude, I looked at the damn Plymouth Rock.
Like, just looked at it?
That motherfucker's fake as fuck.
Did you piss on it?
I wish I could have, because it's fake as fuck. That's not the Plymouth Rock.
I think there is, actually, if you look it up. There's something about the one that's there that's actually not.
Then
that's
why?
Just like, if you go to Jamestown, New York.
Okay.
That's where Lucille Ball is buried. From, like, I Love Lucy.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Huh? What?
She's not buried there.
So what? It's a red herring?
Yeah.
Okay, so where is Lucille Ball actually married? Or buried?
Leroy?
What? What did he do?
He's shuffling around back there.
You can hear him shuffling around. Probably. He's probably looking at the Kodiak back there.
That or it's the parts washer.
Well, the parts washer is running.
I don't know. I just keep feeling like I hear something.
You're going to... Now that the lights have gone dim once, you're going to feel like you're hearing things all night.
You're right, I am.
Did I ever tell you about the fucking, what were we just talking about? Where's Lucille, where's she buried?
I don't remember, because I was, on my 21st birthday when I went up to Buffalo, Jamestown.
Yeah, yep.
There was a bunch of,
Oh, yeah.
Young African-American men in the gas station.
Okay.
And I was like, I was already three-quarter cocked because it's my 21st birthday and I've been drunk all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 25-ounce Tallboy Busch Light in the five-star hotel parking lot that morning.
Okay.
Like, I was fucking going for it.
We were going to put them away.
And, I walk in and I was like asking these dudes, I'm like, where's the party at? Where do I go? I want to have some fucking fun.
Oh, God.
Man, I end up talking to some dudes and shit, and I don't remember, but they essentially, like, they're like, what the fuck are you doing out here? And I told them, and they're like, yeah, Lucille Ball is not actually buried here.
Then where's she buried?
I don't remember. But they told me, and I really didn't have the heart to tell my mom.
Oh, no. Was your mom really excited to see that?
Super excited. I think I told her, like, on the way home.
Well, now I'm genuinely curious.
Look it up. Where is Lucille Ball buried? Okay, now I definitely just heard something move.
What?
I don't know, but I heard it.
Let's see if Leroy wants to come sit down and podcast.
Well, we... Got him a seat. Come on down, Leroy.
Lucille
Ball.
L-U-C-I-E-L-L-E? Ball?
Yeah. Where is buried?
Buried where? The beloved actor and comedian, Lucille Ball, died in 89. She was originally buried in Forest Lawn Memorial Park in the Hollywood Hills, the final resting place of many Hollywood celebrities. In 2003... Ball's ashes were moved to Lakeview Cemetery in Jamestown, her birthplace. This is Google.
Oh.
So maybe...
She pulled up, burned, and then moved?
I guess.
Okay, then Lucille Ball was there. Great. Mom feels better.
Mom feels better now. Okay, so maybe those guys were confused and backwards on the start.
The start and finish.
Yeah.
Could have been.
So.
It was also like 11 o'clock and I was.
Half cocked. Three quarters cocked.
Derek and I sat on the curb outside of our hotel. Actually, sat on the curb outside of a different hotel first.
Did you get your hotels mixed up there?
No.
Oh. Just sat.
We were just bored.
Just decided to go over there.
Yeah, mom and dad are like, oh my god, I'm fucking bad. And I'm like, oh, I'm not done having a fun yet.
Having a fun yet. Grave of... Oh, well, she has a... Well, which one of these is actually Lucille Ball's? I was going to say, the one... Now I'm just looking at pictures on the fucking internet. The one headstone is actually kind of pretty.
Let me see it.
Oh, well, that's not even the right one.
I think I can still tell you which one I've seen.
Was it one of those stand-up deals?
Why don't you have to show me?
Or was it just a headstone? Like, is it one of, like, one of these guys? Oh, fuck. Okay, now my phone's...
Buddy's on a warpath.
Yeah. Okay, fuck this. Fucking phone's being...
So anyway...
What are we circling back to now?
I don't know.
How many bunny trails did we just go down?
At minimum, two.
I was going to say three?
Three.
Three? Why did we start... Three, because we talked... three. I think three, maybe four. Because we talked about going up there, and then we talked about you being out that way before, and then we talked about your 21st birthday, and then we talked about
Lucille Ball. I started all this because I said we were going to Diesel's in New York.
Yeah. So we went down four bunny trails... All the way to Lucille Ball, just to circle back and tell you, we're planning on, at this moment, being out there for the season opener of Diesel's in New York. This is not a promise, this is what we're planning on and trying to get.
This is the intended idea.
This is the intended idea at this point.
Ooh, other fun fact.
Other fun
something
fact?
Something that kind of, sort of, may pertain to what these people want to hear.
Okay.
I've started taking my Duramax apart.
Oh, yeah, you have started taking your Duramax apart.
The Suburban Project is officially kind of a little bit under the way.
Yeah, it's underway. Been minorly kicked off, if you will. Getting the power... The power plant done.
By far, the most disgusting Duramax I've ever taken apart.
Oh, yeah, let's fucking talk about that real quick. That was bad. That was... You said you've never seen a Duramax snap a head bolt off in the block.
I've not. I'm sure plenty of other people have, but I just haven't.
Well, yeah, but
even on rusty-ass, disgusting claw trucks, I have not seen it happen.
Yeah, but still, how many Duramax, you know, for as many Duramaxes that you've taken apart, it hasn't happened once?
Nope.
That's fucking kind of atrocious.
That is a first for me. I promise you that is a first for me.
That fucking blows dick.
They had to have driven this thing with bad heads for
a hot minute. A
fucking eon. I also learned something the other day when I was taking that thing apart.
What's up?
You know, normally you take something apart, you go through, you label all the rods and pistons and everything.
Yeah.
Done from the factory.
Or, huh?
Done from the factory.
No shit.
No shit.
On the rods and pistons.
Mm-hmm. Well, just the rod.
Just the rod. What, do they have, like a casting in them?
Not a casting, but I don't... It's like a laser etching.
Okay. Oh, well, that's kind of handy. I didn't know that. I don't work on Duramaxes, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've taken Duramaxes apart, but I've never been as... I've never had one down to a bare block.
Okay. Makes sense. That checks out. Ugh.
I also have a set of LBZ rods for it.
Yep, you have LBZ rods for it now. What else do you have for it? That's it.
Nothing fun. Just got to spend like $4,000 in fuel parts now. And probably $1,500 in the machine shop.
That's going to hurt so bad. You need the fuel parts, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, need the fuel parts. You know what's going to suck?
What's that?
Sitting there and polishing your rails.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of ass.
I'm probably going to buy new rails.
Yeah, but still going to want to polish them up before you put them on.
Yeah, but at least the new ones are... not ass.
Yeah, I know.
Does that mean we have to polish the lines, too?
Yeah. Have you mentioned yet what we're...
If you're good at polishing and you want your name said on this podcast, let me know.
Oh, I know who we could send it to that would probably do it for a decent price.
Who? Mm-hmm. If you say fucking Waylon, I'll break his legs.
Mm-mm. No. All that shit, your fuel lines and your rails would fit in a small box pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Send them down to Jake Haskamp. Let him have fun with them.
Ooh. We should talk to him about that after we're done with this.
Yeah. Jake Haskamp, I bet, would probably do it for you. I'm not going to say, like, everybody go call up Jake Haskamp right now. And
everyone call him. Here's his number.
Actually, Jake Haskamp is a great stand-up guy, and I would like he does great polish work. And if anybody is interested in Southern Indiana in polish work, look up Jake Haskamp.
Great dude. I met him one time for like an hour.
Fucking...
Dude, talk to me like we've been buddies for fucking years.
God, I love Jake. He's so much fun.
I mean, he took me in like we were buddies from the get-go. It was awesome.
Yeah. What's super fun about Jake, too, is you get to meet him for a little bit, and after, like, the second, third time you meet him and stuff like that, you start talking about different shit with Jake, and you start getting inside jokes with people. Jake is so easy to get inside jokes going with. He and I, every time we see each other now, we take our... You guys aren't going to be able to see this, but Dakota's going to see it, and he's going to know what I mean. We both see each other, and we take our right hand, we raise it in the air with just the pointer finger out, and we shake it at each other, and we go... Like that. Like
that's it?
Like, we go, and you get the fucking hip movement in there a little bit where you, like, stance yourself out and you do it and you're like,
Oh, Jake.
This fucking guy. Fucking love Jake. Yeah, I'll talk to Jake. You talk to Jake. Somebody talk to Jake and see if you can't get that shit sent down.
I'll message you back. Free messages me back.
Probably. I could probably give him a phone call after this. I think I have his phone number. I'm pretty sure I have his phone number. Southern Indiana, polishing, wheels, shit.
Do you know how stoked I was when your boy shared my reel this week?
My boy?
Yeah, your boy.
Oh, my boy?
Yeah. Honest to God, you know how stoked I was? Made me feel good.
Oh, that's a good beer. At least we're not as bad as that one guy that you keep seeing on fucking...
Dude, let's talk about it. Joshua Block, a.k.a. World of T-Shirts on TikTok.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Dude, it's Josh Block.
Yeah, I know, but I don't...
I think we need to go to New York, so hear me out.
Oh, Christ.
No, please, for the love of God, hear me out.
Okay.
he does tours in New York City every weekend. It's like $50 a person.
Okay. Hold on. He does a tour of New York for
$50. Yeah, it's like New York and Brooklyn or something. Yeah, he get two drinks and he does a live singing performance.
You get two drinks and he does a live singing performance for $50.
Yeah, and you get to meet him.
Oh, I'm so down.
Dude, it doesn't look like it's that far from where we're going to, like, New York City.
I'm so down. Oh, let's talk about that real quick. What we discovered, like, an hour before we started podcasting this.
What?
Oh!
We're going to Orange County, New York.
It's the Orange County Fairgrounds, or the Orange County Raceway, I think is what it is.
I have no idea.
Diesel's in New York.
I don't know, sure.
It's whatever.
You're Orange more County. Involved in Diesel's New York than I am.
I'm pretty sure it's Orange County. Orange County, New York. We have a highway a little ways from us that we travel a lot.
Oh, yeah. At least weekly.
At least weekly. U.S. 6.
U.S. Highway 6.
So, Dakota pulled this place up. Dakota pulled this place up. I'm pretty sure you pulled up the right place. U.S. 6 goes all the way up that motherfucker to New York. And is, like, literal miles from where this place is.
Yep.
And the next nearby town, Dakota.
Goshen.
Our fucking hometown. We're
literally gonna go
home.
We're gonna go away from home to go home and take the same fucking road.
Yeah.
Get out. Fucking asinine.
Fucking awesome. Are you fucking kidding me? That is so funny.
Ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It's like we were meant to be there.
You know, I've always wanted to go to one of the other Goshens. Because, you know, there's like 5 or 6 in the States.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to one of the other Goshens.
I know at one time I passed one.
Surely it was Ohio.
I think it was Goshen, Ohio.
Surely.
I'm pretty sure it was. I passed Goshen, Ohio for some reason. And I was like, maybe I was with Owen.
If we get there, and there's Amish, I'm getting arrested.
You're getting arrested?
I'm getting arrested.
Why? What?
You know what? We're changing the meaning of this.
Oh, to that?
Yeah. From the previous one to the new one.
I will.
Nobody can see what we're doing now.
I'll stop.
And you know what? We're going to keep it a secret. Fuck you guys.
I'll sound the alarm to the fellas. The fellas will now know that the meaning of this is now different.
What are we... Dude, we're so all over the place.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said we're just bullshitting for this one.
This is probably why nobody listens to this bullshit anymore, because we don't do anything productive or wrench-related.
Yeah, but it's so fucking funny.
I know, it's great. I'm having a great time. We're productive. We have wrench-related conversations all the time.
Did you...
Boss.
Oh, I did my math wrong.
Dumbass.
I was like...
What's it like being stupid?
Fucking sucks, man. I was like, we're both on beer 4 right now, and I looked... For some reason, I thought we were on 5, and I looked in the bottom of the case, and there's still 4 to go, and I was like, what?
Quick maths.
Quick maths. Who's the guy that says that?
Dude, that's big on TikTok.
He's the guy that says that does the panda thing. Jesus Christ! Do you need to go fucking wipe?
No, that wasn't even a wiper.
This sounded so wet.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Fuck you. No, it is not the guy who says the panda. Are you fucking kidding me? It was that. No!
I got broads in Atlanta.
No!
What's that song?
Panda!
Hey, for everybody listening, in case you ever wondered how disconnected I am from pop culture, that's how bad it is. quick maths.
There was that dude in that Europe that... The European dude. The dude with the real heavy English accent.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes. Look it up. Not. Look it up. I promise you it is.
Fuck!
Fine. Fuck. We're touching Google a lot on this one. Quick maths.
Maths.
Oh, maths?
Quick maths. I'm telling you, he's the English dude.
Big Shaq.
Yeah, that is not the dude who's in. You racist motherfucker.
It's this
that
guy.
That is not the dude who sings Panda.
Yes, it fucking is.
Oh, my.
Is it not?
They all look the same. Goose 2023.
Who's the guy that's... Hold on.
Oh. You couldn't be more wrong. You literally could not be more wrong.
I thought they were the same guy. I thought that...
Fuck no!
Once again, do you ever wonder how disconnected from pop culture I am? I thought that those guys were the same person.
Oh, there's so many things I could say right now.
I did something similar to this a couple weeks ago.
You know this podcast is going to get me fired one day.
It is?
There's a reason I don't tell anybody at work I do this. No, no, no. No, no, the city's new thing is firing people over social media.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
I promise. I cannot wait for the day.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to drag my box in here. tell Kyle to put us at opposite ends of the shop and we can't see each other until 5.
That's fair. That's fucking fair. Oh, my God. I totally thought that was the same person.
No.
Well, Grant... I have nothing to defend myself with here. I have no weapons. I don't even have armor on. I am helpless. I totally thought that Big Shaq was designer. I'm also the same guy that confuses Tyga with Juice WRLD, so.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. The rap music I do listen to is not...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In Big X, we trust.
In Big X, we trust. In Big X, we trust. Tupac, NWA. God, I listen to old shit. Big Lembo. Do you even know who Big Lembo is?
I'm not sure I do, to be totally honest with you.
He was like buddies or something with Logic. Like they came from like the same area or something, if I remember right.
Oh Logic.
I haven't heard a Logic song in a while. Now that I'm thinking about it.
What else you want to talk about?
I don't know. Fucking beats me. Quick intermission, we'll be right back. Are you done being spooked out by the ghost yet?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he's I think he's about done coming around.
I haven't heard anything in a while. Nothing's moving. Nothing's doing this, that, or the other. This is kind of a, like, fucking diet episode of the episode we still have to do yet, where we sit down and drink a sixer apiece of Voodoo Rangers. Because we're just drinking a sixer of Bush apiece right now.
Yeah, this is diet. This is diet Voodoo Ranger episode.
This is diet Voodoo Ranger episode.
Maybe we should record that Friday.
We probably could. I'm not sure what I'm doing Friday yet. I'm not totally sure what's going on. For some reason, I think I'm doing something, but I don't know what it is. I don't know either.
Friendsgiving was supposed to be this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Friendsgiving was supposed to be this weekend. Oh, I know what it was. Moonshine. I was supposed to go down to Moonshine this weekend, but I keep getting so fucking backed up here at work.
Sure.
We went from fucking, like...
There are a lot of trucks out there.
Yeah, 8 a.m. Monday. Not really a whole lot going on here. Thought I'd be fine.
Yeah.
8 a.m. Tuesday.
Fuck you.
Buried in my fucking grave.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. It, by noon today, noon 30 today.
Yeah.
I have 7 work orders.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, which, it, for, like, fucking context here, I guess, the way that it works at the shop I work at is you get handed a work order when you start working on something.
Uh-huh.
And you get your next one when you need to start something else or when you're finished with that one. Yeah. So, between 8 a.m. Monday and noon Tuesday, I have 7 of them is fucking atrocious. Fucking atrocious. And it's only going to get worse because trucks keep showing up and there's more work and Kyle keeps taking phone calls and keeps saying, yep, bring it down. Ah!
Hey, man. Job security.
It's fucking job security, all right. I was a couple, 2 weeks ago, something like that. I was kind of scared there for a minute.
Yeah, there was nothing here.
There was, like, nothing here. I mean, and I was working, well, and at the time that there was nothing here, I was kind of lucky. I had, like, a long-term project in my bay. So I stayed pretty well busy through it, but...
Yeah.
And then I kind of had piddly work here and there and shit and the other and whatever, and I kind of got to keep the hours I normally sort of run, and now it's just fucking fuck you.
Balls to the walls.
Balls to the walls.
Yeah, it's because it got cold. Everyone's figuring out that their shit doesn't work now.
Yeah.
It always happens, that first cold snap. Like, real cold snap.
Yeah. Yeah, literally all morning this morning was cold snap shit.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't touch the truck in my bay. It was cold snap. It was a bunch of fucking air leaks and brakes freezing up.
Yep.
And this and that and the other. I'm actually kind of surprised I didn't have a service call today.
I don't know if it was service call cold.
Well, the only reason I say that is because I know we have a lot of guys that are here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
So, fucking wouldn't surprise me if I would have had to run down where your wife works. Well, not where your wife works, but the company, and had to fucking work on their
shit.
Do
something down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a hefty west wind down there.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
Oh, God, yeah. They have problems out of that yard a lot during the winter, gelling up and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, we either run down there or it runs enough to get it here, and we service up the tanks and change the filters, and if we can, if the driver's smart enough, we send it with spares, you know, shit like that. Keep a fucking quart of diesel fuel in your truck and fill your filters and whatever, yada, 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 whatever. Gets down the road and makes money, so fuck it. What?
Jesse filled a fuel filter the other day.
Okay.
I think he filled like half full ATF.
Okay. What?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because you can.
Great. It has brand new injectors in it. It doesn't need it.
No, it doesn't need it, but it'll run on it.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys that, one in particular drives a blue Peterbilt, this, that, and the other. He services his own truck, and he does a good job at it. Truck drivers are great. Love truck drivers. If it wasn't for truck drivers, I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
Some of these guys fucking suck at servicing their own trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking suck. Which,
there's guys in every profession that have no business being in said profession.
Yeah. And servicing your own truck as an owner-operator, sometimes when you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can think of 8 trucks off the top of my head right now that if we did all of their servicing, they'd have half the problems they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fact of the matter.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, Blue Peterbilt guy. He exclusively, when he services his truck, fills both fuel filters on his cat motor to the top with ATF and spins them on.
That's fucking dirty.
It's what he does. And if he, for some reason, brings it here and he gets a service while it's here, he requests you fill both of those fuel filters to the top with ATF.
So you butt fuck the injectors with a gallon of ATF, and then you just don't do it again for a few thousand miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's great.
Runs fucking awesome. He's never really had a running problem out of this Acer. He had it overhauled at $1.25 million, and they opened it up, and they were like, there's really no reason to be overhauling this thing. And he was like, do it anyways, peace of mind. They're like, all right. Got it, went to CAT and got a CAT overhaul and everything.
Yeah.
You know, so they had a CAT warranty and CAT OEM shit and whatever. Just because $1.5 million, he had the money to do it at the time. May as well go ahead and do it
now.
Yeah, do it now. So, I don't know. I'm not telling you to go ahead and just start fucking doing that. I don't, like, sure, ATF helps. It does help.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely slamming ATF down the throat of injectors like that. Like, to me, ATF has always been like it's been an additive.
Yes. I'm the guy that when you call me and say, oh, the injectors in my LB7 are starting A's, or the injectors in my Cummins are starting A's.
Yeah, you just dump ATF in the
tank. Dump a quart in next time you fill it up.
Yeah. I've also used ATF on trucks that have weak fuel pumps to get it thicker, to get the prime there.
Sure.
So that's just something that I've learned over the years. Works. Works great, really. I'm not going to tell you it's a bad idea, but I'm also not going to tell you it's a great idea.
This seems like it'd be a lot of stress on the injector,
too. It's a lot of ATF. It's really thick. Well, it's not really. It's ATF. It's surely not really thick.
Surely it doesn't mix up with the diesel that well if you fill both filters.
No. Well, think about how much diesel is in your lines.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of diesel in your lines, on top of what's still in your head and a cat, if you will. Then the way that this shit works is, like, you're not really, like, mixing it in the lines. It's like it gets pushed out of the filter and into the line.
Yeah, no, yeah. They don't get mixed.
It's not. There's not a whole lot of mixing going on there. I mean, there's some mixing going on there.
Yeah, but not
a whole lot. I mean, like, it kind of sits in the filter and mixes as it goes out and shit like that. Like, dumping it half full of ATF and half full of diesel fuel.
Yeah, I feel better about that.
I feel way better about that. But this guy would dump fucking. Well, would. Does. Still does. Same truck. I think right now this motor has this overhauled Acer with, mind you, both turbos still on it. He doesn't have a single turbo conversion.
So disgusting.
Doesn't have a single turbo conversion. He said he'd never had a problem with those turbos. He put new turbos on it when they overhauled it. He said he was happy with it. Still happy with it. Says the only bitch he ever had about those turbos is that, like, which cat guys are going to understand this, exhaust leaks on turbo setup. It's such a pain in the ass to deal with.
So that the very limited cat experience I have has mostly been Acers.
Has it really?
Mm-hmm.
What Acers? C15s or...
Yeah.
C15 Acerts.
Yeah, I've done a couple of single turbo conversions on them.
Okay. I think I've done two C15 single turbo conversions, one C13 single turbo conversion, which I'm trying to talk one of my buddies that just bought a C13 Acert down in Southern Ohio into letting me come down there and get my dirty little dick beaters all over it.
Do it.
I would like to. I was like, man, I'll make up all the parts for you and give you a parts list of shit for you to get. And I'll come down there and do it for a cheap price, you know. Because he's one of my buddies, and I need to go down there and see those folks anyways.
Yeah, so I'll go down and make a weekend out of it.
Make a weekend out of it. Give him a fucking, I don't know, a half price deal, or pay for my fuel to get down there and back. And
something,
we'll
yeah.
Hang out and drink beer while we do it and give you a hand. Because, I don't know, I get the hardest part about doing those things is the actuators.
Yeah.
That's the only really bitch about it. Well, I suppose we're both on beer 5 now out of 6.
Yeah.
So we're getting closer to the end of this podcast, but...
At this point, I think we're just trying to figure out something to talk about.
I don't know. Right before we started talking about this, I had things in my head that I wanted to talk about. And then I remembered other things that I wanted to talk about and forgot about those things.
The other guys are gone now?
The other guys were gone now. Because, I was thinking yesterday about things to talk about that I wanted to talk about, and I was like, oh, it wouldn't hurt to run through Thanksgiving and this, that, and the other. And then right before we started recording, I thought about other things, and I was trying to remember what I wanted to talk about yesterday. And now I'm, there was too many boxes open inside of my head, and one of them had to close, and that was one of them. It's like, I don't know.
Let's talk about your 6-liter.
My 6-liter?
Yeah, when are you going to slam it on its balls?
Hopefully pretty soon. I'm pretty much...
Did you see that LB7, that L102 truck I sent you the other day?
Yup. That? What size wheel was that? I didn't even look.
Don't know. I was too busy drooling.
It doesn't turn.
I
Stake your claim.
Well, I initially thought it was on air, but then I went to the guy's profile and was watching videos. That motherfucker's not on air.
It's static as shit. That thing is sprung, and it's that low.
That's
fucking atrocious. Not atrocious in a good way. It's nasty as shit.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit. I thought, maybe those, were those 33s?
Maybe.
They weren't fucking big, but they weren't small neither.
I don't know. That thing, that truck did some for me.
Yeah? Kind of want to slam an early truck now?
No, I need more low.
You need more low now?
I require.
My problem with going low...
I think I want to put that fucker on air.
What, the Dermot? The Cummins?
Yeah.
Do it. You want to start figuring out what it would take?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start figuring out what it would take.
I actually think I want to put it on air.
I'm kind of wondering if there is a... Because the fucking front end of a Dodge truck is so simple, the shock is inside of the coil.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering if there isn't some sort of airbag strut we could use in the front end.
There may be. I'd have to look into it.
I would have to also look into it. Because I know, people that listen to this know show trucks and air ride trucks and stuff like that, for the most part. A lot of these guys use custom kits and what have you. But, I don't know, I'm just curious. I wonder if there is a bolt-on bag setup for a Cummins.
Not to go low, I don't think.
Probably not.
If it is, I don't want to pay for it.
Probably not. Oh yeah, something we should also reiterate here. Dakota and I are in the business of doing this not only ourselves, but for as cheap as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Neither one of us likes spending our moldy ass money.
I'd rather save it for shit that I don't want to spend it on.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking. My main problem with going low right now is finding a set of wheels that I like that I can get so that I can go low. Because...
Since it's still winter and your truck's actually still clean, I would leave those wheels on it, just get a set of, 33s or 31s for them.
You think get a set of 33s for those wheels and lower it?
I think you'd have to go smaller.
How low am I putting this fucker?
That depends. Do you want my truck to be lower than yours?
Oh. Fuck you. God damn it. Now I have to go lower than you. Fucking stupid ass fucking...
Don't forget.
Don't forget what?
I still have a drop shackle and a leaf spring I can take out.
Yeah.
And a half coil.
I know.
I might even take another whole coil.
You won't take another whole coil out of that thing.
Oh! Really?
Oh, really?
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 I think if I take another coil out, I'm going to buy a different shock for the front.
Yeah, I think if you take another coil out, we're buying a different shock for the front. Yeah, you still got to put drop shackles in the back.
Yeah, I need to order those bushings.
Yeah, there's some bushings we need to order for that truck. I'm trying to think. I'm currently rolling on a 35-inch tire. 35 on a 17.
Great.
Huh?
I'm riding a 34 and a half on a 20.
I know.
Lowered.
Which
That's
is
ass.
Yeah, it's fucking ass. Which, I, for some, like, I wonder if that makes me, like, it just makes me realize how much different a Ford sets than a Dodge. That you can run a 34 lowered.
On a wide.
On a wide, and I couldn't take half a coil out.
You couldn't even think about it.
I couldn't even think about it with a 35.
You couldn't run a 35 on a wide with a leveling kit.
Mm-mm. No, when I did that, it sucked.
The other thing we have to remember, though, is those 34s are almost bald.
No, those 34s are almost bald right now. But still, it's a difference in diameter, but it's not huge. It's a quarter of a turn out of the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, about. Which is, in retrospect,
a lot of wheel.
A lot of wheel on a lowered truck.
It is. So tired of it. I own two trucks.
Mm-hmm. And what about...
Do you know what neither of them have?
What?
Full turning radius.
See, I have full turning radius. With
Great,
my...
I don't.
My 35s on a factory wheel have full turning radius, which is something I have stood by since before I did it. Because I think it was, maybe it was Nate, or maybe it was you, or somebody else, said that I wasn't going to have full turning radius if I put 35s on a factory wheel in that truck.
I might have said I was going to be close.
Super Duties, you put them on a level, and they clear a 35. All day on a factory wheel.
Yeah.
All day. Love it.
Stock trucks do that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stock trucks do that now. But we were too cheap to buy new trucks.
Fuck that.
Ah.
I don't know. I feel like my truck, like, now that it's not, like, new now,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not low enough.
You feel... So.
It's pretty fucking low, though. It really is.
It's pretty fucking low. It's, I think right now,
I think the 2-inch drop shackle needs to go in the rear.
Yeah, it does.
And we need to go from there.
I think right now, the way that your truck sits is a good street, like,
with yeah, it's the, a street.
It's a street truck look.
Yeah.
I think, really, if we start going lower than that,
mm-hmm.
it turns into a stance game.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a stance game. Right now, you're street trucking. After this, it's stance.
What if I want to do both?
Then do both. You can do both. It's way easier to drive a fucking lowered truck than it is a lifted truck with 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah, it is.
And it makes more sense. I mean, goddamn, everything's tighter. You're closer to the ground. You feel more connected to the truck, really. Like, driving...
I was, like, taking it to Lima this past weekend.
Oh, my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we were floating through traffic on, it was 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked... What did I say to you? I was like... Or maybe you just said it to me, just out of the blue. You're like, there's no way in hell, like, 6 weeks ago, I could have done that.
Oh, I could have done it.
Yeah, but you would have had to chase it all over the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that truck's always floated traffic.
Well, I'm not denying
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's just been, like, sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always floated that thing. Oh, man, I love that truck.
We do love that truck. Just like I love my stupid old fucking 96 I want back. Somebody find it. I want it back.
I hope someone sends you a video of it being crushed.
God, it'd be so sad. I would be so fucking sad. I want that truck back something furious. Even, really, in all honesty, even if I don't get it back, just to know where it is.
Closure.
Yeah, closure on knowing where it is and where it went and what actually happened to it. I'd love to know. Love to know. Oh, shit.
That's fine. Just put that anywhere.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck off. What are you... Is it your dentist visit still bothering you over
there?
Yeah,
it is.
Is it?
Actually.
You get your fucking... Get your teeth floated, you horse.
This bar sucks.
Yeah, you still come around.
Met some old truck driver last night.
Did you?
Yeah, he delivers parts for Napa now.
You did not meet the man.
Oh, yeah?
You met the man.
If I mean, who's the man?
Les?
Yeah.
You met Les?
Yeah, I met him at Crazy Man's last night.
You met him at Crazy Man's last night?
I promise you.
What is Les doing at Crazy Man's?
He didn't want to drive to Wings, and he didn't want to drive to 6 and 15.
Oh, my God.
So I come on down to Crazy Man's.
He's got that fucking, Les has got, like, he's got a mustache going on now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He used to, did you ever...
That son of a bitch talk.
Oh, yeah, Les can talk. He can talk. He will fucking talk to you.
Yeah, I asked him about his truck and shit, and da-da-da-da-da, and... I said, oh, yeah, my buddy Logan works down here at... Yeah, we get off and talk about that, and...
Fucking Les.
He just kept talking, man.
Yeah, he'll talk. Well, Les, for people that are listening, is a truck driver that used to come to the shop that I work at. Drove a... I mean, for what the truck was, at one time it was really cool. By the time Les got rid of it, it had shown its age. It was a...
W900A with an N14.
L.
Oh, he told me A.
It was not a W900A. It was a W900L with a studio sleeper. It was painted green with white and gold striping on it with a Conestoga sleeper to match.
All right.
Or sorry, with a Conestoga, I said sleeper, studio yeah. sleeper, Conestoga trailer to match.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer matched the truck. To see this thing rolling down the road.
He said he sold it to his brother.
He did.
Or his cousin.
Yeah, he sold it to his cousin. I knew it was family, but I didn't remember what part of family or whatever. Yeah, I sold it to his cousin. That truck does reefer work now. I'm not sure what happened to that trailer.
Rolling
down the road, that truck was fucking calendar ready. Looked so good.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a super cool dude.
Oh, he was nice. He's a nice guy. Love Les. I did so much work for Les and for that truck and all that shit. Fucking, I can still remember 3 years ago when he came in here. He had a fuel tank leak. We sent his fuel tank off, and I was still learning shit and didn't know, like, not that I still don't know shit about fuck, but I really back then didn't know shit about
oh,
fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, in 3 years from now, I'll look back and
I won't know shit about fuck right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we sent his fuel tank off to get fixed because it's aluminum and we don't aluminum weld here and this, that, and the other, and he came back and said that his fuel sending unit wasn't fucking working, and back then, I was kneeling on the ground, messing with his fuel tank sending unit, and Les was fucking talking my ear off. Just standing there, talking my ear off. Folding my bay, and just bullshitting with me, and telling me this, that, and the other. Smoking fucking L&M's. Blue L&M's.
Yeah, I think he was smoking last night, actually.
Yep. Yeah. Won't quit fucking smoking. This motherfucker comes in. Les is a diabetic. Did you find that out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Les is a diabetic. He sucks at being a diabetic, though.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what he ordered to drink last night, but he ordered it, and I'm like...
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, I've done some stints in the hospital, and rah, rah. I'm like, no wonder you're doing stints in the hospital. You're ordering that shit.
I remember when they took
off... Oh, he was asking for fucking Twisted Tea when he got there.
Oh, my God. Les! Are you shitting me?
No, dude. Oh, he was all about it.
Fucking... Okay, so back when... I remember one of the first times... He'd been in and out of the hospital and shit like that, getting the shit checked out and fixed and whatever. Well, one time they finally fucking put him down. They said, you're fucking... We're taking your toe.
Yeah. Yeah, he told me he only had like half a foot or something.
Yeah, he has half a foot, I think, on his right foot. Oh, left. Fuck. Got it backwards. Anyways, he comes in here.
He was bitching about how he has to get his DOT physical done so often now because he only has half a foot. And he goes, I'll never use a motherfucker. I'm like, well, you're right, but...
Yeah, it was his left foot because we kept...
Yeah, it was clutch foot.
Yeah. It was clutch foot. Fucking, he's like, fucking whatever. He comes in here after he gets out of the hospital, and he was having his shit worked on, and he paid his bill and whatever, and he comes in, and he's bitching and moaning about blah, blah, blah. He goes, they had me fucking pinned up in that dadgum hospital eating their fucking Jell-O all week. So I'm going down to the fucking truck stop and eat, and I'm gonna have pie! Holy shit!
Oh, wait, I think I remember you telling this story.
Yeah! Yeah, it's about less.
Oh, it's so funny how this shit comes full circle.
Oh, yeah. See, the problem is...
I meet some fucking truck driver at a bar on a Monday night, and he ends up knowing my like, one of my best friends in the shop he works at, like, the back of his hand. Great.
You remember that fucking time? This is how integrated I am into trucking in this area. Dakota, on his way to work, I think on your way to work or, like, cruising on the highway one day, sends me this fucking video of a yellow Peterbilt.
Oh, no, it was... Oh, fuck, where were we going? You weren't there.
No, obviously. I wasn't there.
What was I doing?
I don't know.
My wife and I might have been on the way to, like, Indy.
Oh, was it for Farm Show, maybe?
It might have been Farm Show or Farm Bureau.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Dakota sends me this fucking video of this yellow Peterbilt with black fenders. It's got some black striping on it.
Running a fucking cattle pot.
Going fucking northbound on probably 65.
No, it was east-west. We were on 30.
Oh, it was east-west. You were on 30? Yeah. Oh, that actually, honest to God, makes even more sense. And he goes, honey, the cattle pod! And I just messaged him back, and I go, yeah, that's Reese. He's like, fuck!
Yeah, I'm almost 2 hours south of home, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's Reese.
Yeah, I know that guy. What the fuck? Oh, I fucking love it. I got a fucking video the other day of this blue fucking cab over. This blue cab over Freightliner rolling out of some fucking, I think it was some joint in like fucking New York or something.
Oh, Dylan's truck?
Dylan's truck. And this dude sends me this video of this thing, I think it was on Instagram, and said, old boy was wearing your hat and shit like that. Thought you'd find it cool, and I was like, Yeah, it's Dylan. And he's like, so you actually know him?
It's
my buddy. I got some work done on that truck. And he's like, oh my God. Yeah, I know that guy. He's been here.
It's like my wife. She used to, every time I'd point out a truck, and be like, oh, that's that guy's truck.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay. And then I'd look at a truck, I'd see it, and be like, I don't know that truck. And she goes, well, you don't have to know every truck in the area. And I'm like, no, yeah. I kind of do. And now she'll go, oh, whose truck is that? I'll go, I'll fuck.
Now she just expects you to know every truck.
Right, yeah,
in the
now
area.
It went from, it's just the double standard. It went from like, well, you don't have to know it all, to, oh, well, clearly you know that truck.
Yeah, this guy knows it all, so I'm going to ask him. Fucking shit. Well, I'm about done. Should we stay for the entirety of this sixer?
Probably.
I guess we can. I'm about...
What do you want to talk about? Man, you guys are getting a lot of different shit in one...
Oh, yeah. This is a fucking...
This is 30 pounds of shit in a 2-pound sack right now.
Oh, yeah. This is fucking awful.
We're spitballing this whole thing. It's awesome. Just for future... future go-arounds. You guys might leave some feedback or something. What you want to hear? What you want to talk about?
We still need to, before the end of the year, go over... Or maybe we'll do it at the first of the year.
Yeah, that's what we're going over.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what we're going over. The 2023 goals and whatever, and then redo it.
I got nothing accomplished.
Did you really get nothing accomplished?
I think I'm gonna have goals. Let's do it again, but I don't think I got anything I wanted to done.
We'll have to re-listen to the goal podcast and see what we did get done and what we didn't get done. I'm not sure what I did get done and didn't get done. I know that I got wrenching away from home more. I did get that.
See, now we're cutting into another podcast.
I know we are.
Quit taking the ideas.
I'm just trying to think.
This table's looking at me awful funny.
Don't you fucking touch that guy. You fucking leave that guy alone.
Why?
Why? Leave him alone!
We need to fire him.
Okay, well...
He doesn't do anything.
Well, you gotta fix the other table.
No.
No what?
It's like a Zen table.
Let's make a Zen table.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got something for you out of my pickup.
Really?
Really. Oh, really.
Really.
Listen here. Bud! We need Jesse on this podcast again sometime soon. I would love to say we would do an entire episode talking like that, but I know I couldn't do it.
Sure, you could.
I don't know what I would talk about the entire time.
I don't either.
I don't know how. I can act like a boomer for about probably 5 to 10 minutes, and that's
you're out of boomer material.
Yeah, I'm out of boomer material. I agree. Yeah.
Anyway, just anything you guys want to hear or what you enjoy hearing. Like, if you enjoy these kinds of episodes the most, let us know that.
Yeah.
Or if you enjoy us talking the most about, like, technical stuff. Or when we have people on, or...
We are going to have...
We want to bring the people what they want. Because you can give Logan and myself anything, and we can talk about it for a fucking eon.
Yeah. Yeah, I could... Well...
Literally almost anything we... We had no idea what we were talking about when we sat down almost 2 hours ago. And we're still spitballing this motherfucker.
Yeah, we make a mountain out of a molehill.
All day.
All day. Easy. It takes 15 minutes.
It's so doable, yeah.
Yeah.
You get off on one thing, you get us really going, and then it's just... Yap, 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 yap.
Yeah, yeah. It's because we talk about literally fucking everything. We talked about Lucille Ball on this podcast.
We did.
Something I never thought on this podcast that would ever get brought up was I Love Lucy.
That's it. I like that show.
That's a nice show. It is. But when you're talking about
I can't wait to find out that that's a Midwest thing, too.
Do you really think I Love... You know what a Midwest thing is? That not every Midwesterner is going to know?
Hit me.
MeTV. MeTV or CW or what was that?
CW25
MeTV. What are more things local to us growing up?
At this point you're just giving our position away.
Yeah, kind of. How big is B100?
100 surrounding counties.
Surrounding? Is it really only surrounding counties?
Yeah, it's a radio show.
Once again, something I'm totally disconnected from. I don't know shit about radio.
Radio? Well, you know, when you're driving, the radio station gets all fuzzy. You gotta find another one.
I guess it does. Yeah, but a lot of times it takes me a while before I actually have to do that. It
takes a while, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
I bet Ron doesn't get B100.
I would be curious to find out if Ron gets B100.
I bet he don't.
He might not. Yeah, but he's only... Well, that's one of those things. He's only...
Yeah, but B100 is out of South Bend.
I know. It's one of those things. He's only an hour away, but...
He's only an hour away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to see Ron is like going to Fort Wayne.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I mean, actually...
Jesus, that's like going to Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem...
Going to see Ron is like going to Fort Wayne.
It doesn't...
115%.
It doesn't seem like that far, but it is that far.
Because you can get on 31 and go. It doesn't seem that far. Because you can go 95 fucking miles an hour.
Yeah, we don't have to snake down that stupid fucking...
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to do the fucking back of the dragon bullshit through that fucking... Oh, my God. I love and hate that road so much.
It'd be fun on bikes.
You stop that.
Oh, no. Let's buy bikes and put them together this winter.
Oh, God. Fuck.
Well, that's it.
That's the end of my sixer. That's the end of Dakota's sixer.
The 12's gone.
You know what's awful?
People enjoy this. That's what's awful. This is Wrench Jockey Radio, and I can't recall the last time we talked about something kind of wrenching related.
Well, we do.
We do. You're right.
When we bring on guests and stuff like that, we talk about wrenching related stuff. And well, you know, a lot.
You
of
know what I like though?
What?
We don't force it. We just do our thing.
No, this is just.
And if it turns out that we sit down and kill a 12-pack and talk about
nothing,
the world's questions,
the world's questions.
So be it.
Oh my fucking God! This is. I don't even remember what I thought was truly awful. That thought totally erased my mind.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening to this train wreck episode of Wrench Jockey Radio.
Dakota, where can I find you?
Instagram? TikTok?
Under?
Instagram is D... Hickok, D-H-I-C-K-O-K, underscore,
5.9.
Uh-huh. TikTok is Hickok Diesel. Same thing, H-I-C-K-O-K, Diesel.
You can find me on Instagram as Wild Goose underscore repair, or on TikTok.
TikTok? You're a top, huh?
First name in my Death Note tonight.
Hell yeah.
number one draft pick.
You have nothing on me. I threatened to blow my brains out at 8:45 yesterday morning. It was Monday.
TikTok, WGDR underscore 01. Look up Wild Goose Repair anywhere you can find me.
Bye-bye!